I'm ready.
Need to talk a bit quieter, though.
You do, I don't. I just talk normally, right?
Yeah, and I'll just talk a little bit like this. Hello, is everybody all right? Are you hearing me? Right, let's go.
Hello.
Hello everybody, hi, and welcome to the Feathers and Florence vlog episode 3. I hope you're okay, I hope you've had a really good week.
It's not episode 3.
No. What episode is it? 5. It's episode 5. Yeah, it's episode 5.
Yeah, it is episode 5.
Yeah, why did I say 3? I don't know. Episode 5, it is definitely episode 5. We hope you're okay. We hope you've had a great weekend, because this goes out on a Monday.
I know why you think it's episode 3.
Why?
Because we've only had 3 outfit changes.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, well, yeah, but we can't let the magic behind the camera.
What, that we don't wash our clothes?
We don't. Yeah, we just come into work every other week in the same clothes. But ignore that. So we hope you've had a really good weekend. It is Monday evening, and we've had a really busy weekend in the studio, haven't we?
Yeah.
We have, and we've helped some lovely brides find their dream wedding dress, and we're really excited about it. So we do these vlogs to tell you a little bit more about us, because we don't want to be a faceless sort of studio, do we? I'm learning knowing more about you, even. It's a good,
it's like
good exercise
dating
for me. Yeah. It's like I'm using it to get more information out about you.
I hope you still want to marry me. Well,
yeah, so far.
Oh, no.
So far, so it's all good.
Great.
Now,
I'll know if you don't want to marry me when I see him on YouTube with another woman.
It's, yeah.
Dating with Liam.
If we don't get past episode, a certain number of episodes, then you might find out. But
why, what's the, like, cut-off
point? Cut-off. I think if we get to, like, episode 20, it's like, we were into it then.
Oh, God.
You don't need to know what our, about our relationship
issues. And that sort of
stuff. I don't know, do we have issues? We don't have any issues.
Oh, apparently we do.
So, hello, we've had a question from a bride.
That's me.
And I've written it down here on my little screen, and it was from Facebook, so thank you very much for sending in your questions. We're not flooded with them, but we get one or two, so that's quite nice. And the question is, I'm gonna read it off here. I'm looking for a timeless dress. What would you suggest? Now, you're the expert here. So somebody's wanting a timeless dress. How can we help them, or what should they be looking for?
Well, when brides say, oh, I want timeless, there are two designers that we have in the studio that instantly pop to mind every time. We've got Stephanie Allen, and we've also got Edwina O'Gorman. The reason they spring to mind when people want timeless is because the more modern, contemporary bridal can, it's not that it dates, however, you'll see faster changes and movement in the styles, whereas there are particular designers like Edwina O'Gorman and like Stephanie Allen who design dresses that if you wore it 10 years ago, it would still look as incredible as it does now. And that's because they go for very classic silhouettes, very simple yet elegant cuts, like really clean lines. And sometimes the minimal detail really helps with it being timeless, because then there's no doubt that in a couple of years you will look back on that and think, oh, that's not nice anymore. But you'll never, ever actually think that about your wedding dress. So I always say to brides, whilst you might be looking for a timeless dress, actually just look for something that you want and you love now.
Yeah.
So if you're getting married this year or next year or whenever it is, and you're purchasing your bridal gown, you just need to pick a dress that you're in love with at that time when you're searching, because
I agree.
In 10 years' time, you might look back and think, oh, that's not fashionable anymore, but you will still absolutely love your dress.
Because it was your dress. You got married to your partner in that dress.
Like, it's so special that you'll never fall out of love with it. So
I like it.
Just go with what you're happy with in the moment. Because if you start putting constraints on, oh, I want timeless, or I want this particular style, you're narrowing down your pool of dresses there.
Yeah. Do you sort of risk not having it personalised as well? You know, can you, because people like to embellish their dresses, they like to have their own personalisation on it, but do you say, well, actually, that might not be cool in 20 years' time, and therefore I won't have that embellishment on there because I want it to be, you know, still timeless. Is that a risk?
Again, I think no.
Right.
Because let me tell you something.
Tell me. I'm
nothing.
Ready.
Honest, in my honest opinion, nothing is timeless.
Okay, all right.
It's not, because trends change constantly.
You mean that?
And they come back around.
You mean that really jazzy suit that I used to wear will not be timeless? Because at the time I thought I looked cool, and it will always, always be cool.
Which one are we talking about?
Well, I've had a few. I've had a blue checkered one.
Oh, and I hated that one. Oh. I hated that at the time.
Oh, learning something new. Oh, I thought I looked really cool. Okay, so that won't be timeless. Okay, so, all right, fair enough. Carry on.
Yeah, so, honestly, nothing is timeless. Trends come back in and they come around. You'll notice as well, even dresses now, they've got hints towards maybe like the 90s at the moment with sleeves and even blazers in high street fashion. Blazers are back in, that's a very 90s thing. And so it's always coming back around. But nothing is timeless. Everything ages. Even people age. It just happens. It's natural. Embrace it and just go with what makes you happy. But if you're adamant that you want something that is
As close to timeless
as possible, then I would say the two designers that we've got are Edwina O'Gorman and Stephanie Allen, and they have designs that are just so elegant and very classic bridal.
And of course, they're both fantastic females behind them brands as well.
Yeah, they are.
Aren't they?
So incredible.
Tell us that, because people may not know, they may go, oh, Stephanie Allen, Edwina O'Gorman, they may go, well, what's that about?
Yeah, so, well, ironically, we've got Stephanie Allen, who's a Welsh designer.
Yeah, yeah.
And Edwina, who is an Irish designer, which is...
All the nations.
Just need Scots in there.
We just need a Scot. And we've got, of course, Andre, who's Russian.
Yep, but all made in London, all made in Britain, sorry, which is incredible. So, all of the nations. Well, we need a flag outside of the shop.
We do, actually. Like United EU. Nations. Yeah, we could have that. Okay, think on. You might see some flags outside the shop soon.
We won't. We're too classy.
All right, really good answer.
Thank you.
God, I'm feeling that I'm still talking too loud for everybody.
Yeah, we've got a bit excess.
Yeah, if you feel that we talk too loud, let us know. So, good question from somebody else. This was the other question that we received this week. And I, you know, I can't remember who it was from, otherwise I'd thank you. I'm so sorry. But it was, whilst people know kind of about the studio and all that, and they you know, they come and see us as brides, they may want to know, what we're like outside of work, outside of the studio.
Personality-wise?
Yeah.
The same.
Yeah, we are the same. I think watching these back, I think we come across as we are, right?
Yeah.
We do. We're quite, you know, passionate, funny people.
Oh.
We are funny. You're the funny one.
I was going the opposite.
We are.
Dull. Dull.
We don't
repetitive.
Yeah. We don't lead very exotic lifestyles, do we? We it's just us two, right? Milling around, just doing what we do. What else do we like to do? What do you like to do? You like crafting?
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge fan on crafting. Any opportunity that I get to craft. I've made the labels in the studio.
Yeah, you have, yeah.
Which, let me tell you, is stressful.
All of our flower installations.
Flower installations.
Which are just behind the camera. Oh, no, hang on.
Oh, here. There's one behind me, yeah. Flower installations I turn to. So, yeah, if I can, I will try and be crafty. Not, I know people do it usually to kind of like save money, but I actually just enjoy.
Yeah, you do,
like
don't
getting
you?
Stuck into some sort of craft.
You do.
But I need usually pretty things. So yeah, I do that when we've got time. But yeah. What do you do? I know what Liam does, but I'm trying to be a good interviewer.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good that. Well done.
Wait. And Liam, what do?
I like running. I do like running though. Running, watching sport, just learning something new all the time. So it's not like, and I do like reading. I know everyone puts on a CV. What do you like? What's your interest? Reading.
I feel like you've gone for all of the typical CV ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I like reading. I like running. I go to the gym and I like camping. Yeah.
That's it. Outdoor pursuits. I like outdoor pursuits and reading.
But the thing is, you're actually the typical CV person, fake CV person. Liam does all of the things that you've a normal person that lives a busy life would love to do if they had time. Liam actually does
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just lie about it, don't you?
Yeah, but you do achieve that, don't you?
Well, I try to anyway. So
you're living up to your CV.
If you like, yeah. Well, yeah. It's interesting since I've wrote a CV. So that's what we do. And we enjoy it. That's about it for this vlog. It's gone very well.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Now, what should our viewers do if they love this content? What should they do with regards to our YouTube channel, please?
So, straight away, you need to walk outside of your front door.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good point.
Knock on your neighbour's
door. Yeah, good point.
And say, have you watched the Feathers and Florence vlog? It's mind-blowing. Good sound effect.
Thank you. Try my best.
But if that's too much trouble and you don't really want to speak to your neighbour,
Hi, neighbours.
I'm saying that just in case. No, I do
watch.
Like them.
If you are watching, thank you for being quiet.
Sorry, we're parked outside of your house right now.
Sorry if we make too much noise while we're dancing around the kitchen.
if that's too much trouble, you need to ring the bell.
Ring the bell, because that gives you notifications that we've got a new video out.
Comment.
Yeah, comment, please. Like. Ding.
And that's it, right? Yeah. Oh, is subscribe. Ringing the bell subscribe yes. or different?
No, ringing the bell is where you can subscribe, but then if you press the bell, it gives you notifications. But if you just don't press the bell, it's potluck whether you see the video sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Ring the bell then.
I don't think they call it ringing the bell. I think we just call it ringing the bell.
What do they call it?
I just think they just call it hit that notification bell. Ding. We need a little banner at the bottom. Anyway, we're getting beyond ourselves. People have got things to do.
Oh, they've got to go to the neighbours.
They have. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, everybody. And we will see you here on this very channel next week, next Monday. If you're watching this on a Tuesday, then you've missed out. Because it was on yesterday. Say bye, Melissa.
Bye.
Bye.